This week, a federal appeals court panel ruled that a Texas voter ID law was discriminatory and in violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The Texas law required voters to bring government-issued photo ID to the polls like a driver's license or a U.S. passport, a rule that the plaintiffs in the suit argued unfairly limited the ability of poor people and minorities to vote. Joining me now is Wendy Weiser, director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. Her organization helped represent some of the plaintiffs in this suit. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you have a dog in this fight, so I gather you're celebrating a little bit here.
Oh, we are delighted. This is a real victory for Texas voters. The more than 600,000 Texas voters that the federal court found do not currently have photo IDs that would have been accepted under the very strict photo ID law that Texas had passed and that is now found to be discriminatory.
Is this a signal that voter ID laws, which have become more popular since the Shelby County ruling, which really changed our whole view of the Voting Rights Act, are going to be more viewed with more suspicion, are going to be subject to more challenge, or it's going to change the way in which these laws are written because of this decision?
Well, it's important to note that this decision does not invalidate all voter ID laws. It was a very specific law in Texas that was widely acknowledged as the most restrictive law in the nation. There are a lot of voter ID requirements across the country that are not under scrutiny, that people are not challenging. What was wrong with Texas's law is that it sharply limited the number of IDs that people could have to a small number that many, many Texans did not have and that, in fact, fell disproportionately on minorities and poor people in the state.
Is it the view of the Brennan Center and the view of the plaintiffs in this case and possibly even the appeals court that voter ID laws are being viewed as a mechanism for disenfranchising voters as opposed to simply, you know, requiring an administrative, detail that people would present at the time that they vote?
You know, that was certainly the case with the particular law at issue here. Nobody is taking issue with voter ID laws in general. There are many voter ID requirements in place across the country that are reasonable requirements that have a wider range of IDs or that have some kind of mechanism for the people that don't have acceptable IDs to demonstrate their identity and vote. That was not the case in Texas. And the important thing, and this is one of the important features of the Voting Rights Act, is you need to look at the particulars of the requirements. The history of voting discrimination in the country is putting in place requirements that may look reasonable on their face, but in their particulars operate to discriminate against particular groups. Here, you know, this is a law that allowed for concealed carry licenses to be used as ID for voting, but didn't allow for government-issued student IDs, government-issued employment IDs. It was very cherry-picked which kind of IDs could use based on who had those IDs.
And so the court seems to suggest that this particular law was more reminiscent of the poll tax kind of approach, the quizzes that were used for voters in the 20th century that were very much the motivation for the Voting Rights Act to begin with.
Yeah, the lower court had in fact found that the law was passed with the purpose of discriminating against minority voters in the state. The court didn't uphold that yet. It sent it back to reconsider that ruling. But the court did find that the law had the result of discriminating against minorities in the state, that it interacted with other social circumstances and discrimination in the state to make it harder for minority voters to participate in the political process, just like poll taxes did in the past.
Mm-hmm. Given the politicization of the federal judiciary, is it significant that this decision came out of the Texas, the southern region?
You know, actually, it not only came out of the Fifth Circuit in the Southern region, but the decision itself was penned by an appointee of George W. Bush. Some of the decisions in the past have been broken down along partisan lines based on who appointed the judges. Here, there was clear consensus. It was a 3-0 decision that this law was discriminatory. It violated the Voting Rights Act. They crossed a line.
So 50 years after the Voting Rights Act was passed, which is a celebration today, this decision suggests that the pendulum is not swinging entirely the other way since the Shelby decision. Is there room for advocates of voting rights and people who are concerned about erosion of the Voting Rights Act to feel better today?
Well, there's certainly room to feel happy that even in its current weakened form, the Voting Rights Act does have teeth. It can be used to stop discriminatory voting laws. But again, it is a much more weakened form. You have to keep in mind, this is the third time a federal court found that this very voter ID law that Texas passed was discriminatory. And the law has still been in place in four elections in Texas. Before the Supreme Court had gutted the core provision of the Voting Rights Act, these laws would have not gone into effect. This law would have had to be approved by the federal government before Texas could implement it. And the federal government actually, before the Shelby County decision, rejected this law. And it was blocked. So this is it is a bittersweet ruling because for the last several elections, there are 600,000 or more Texans who had an illegal burden on their right to vote that they had to contend with.
Wendy Weiser is director at the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. The Brennan Center helped represent some of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit that struck down the Texas voter ID law this week. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.